to 101.3. Celebrating 35 years of playing the hits. KDWBFM, Richfield, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Here we go again. More music, more fun, more swinging, more number one. KDWB.
41 degrees on the Jackson Ross program.
Hi, Mommy, listen to KDWB.
KDWB.
Radio 63.
KDWB. St. Paul, Minneapolis, with a fury of constant winners. 12 o'clock midnight, and I'm Bob Lang.
The rock of the Twin Cities. KDWB.
I'll tell you, if days like today
can... 5 o'clock, I am the true Don Blue.
Hello, Twin Cities. Cadillac Jack in with 12 in a row.
Your boy wonder, Greg Thunder stuck to the air chair.
For Twin Cities, hot rockin'
KDWB. 101.3 KDWB. It's me, John London.
Almost the weekend, Friday afternoon with Michael Knight.
KDWB, it's me, Tony Blind.
KDWB.
Jerry Dixon, you jam in the box.
WB, Rick Tom Suistopoulos Music. Let's do it.
35 years of radio history.
Nobody plays more music. KDWB.
Celebrating
that.
35 years of radio history. 101.3 KDWB. That was the first song we ever played on KDWB back in 1959.
But wasn't it in French, Sam Sherwood?
Yes, it was.
How are you?
I've got my aluminum walker out there at the crib.
You're looking good. Yeah.
A new colostomy bag for the opening here. It's just great.
It matches the shoes. The colostomy bag matches the shoes, which I think
Louis
is really
Rickard would have been here, but he locked himself in the bathroom. You know how it is.
This is the 35th anniversary of KDWB. We've got something from the governor we're going to read here in just a second.
Yeah.
But Sam Sherwood.
As a matter of fact,
Sherwood,
we have the governor's laundry here.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes.
No, does it stink? Sam, you were on the original air staff of KDWB.
Yes.
That's why you're kicking it off this morning. We're going to start with songs from 1959 and move all the way up to 1994 all day long today.
You're going to hurt me emotionally, you know.
Oh,
that.
True Don Blue is going to be on later on this afternoon.
Oh, I saw that. All the guys look really great.
Bobby Wilde is back. He's in the building already. Harley Worth It. Harley is here.
Yeah.
Yes, Harley's here.
And we got some friends you're going to introduce from the original air staff of KDWB you're going to hear in the next hour.
The first guy that went on the air, the first disc jockey, and I don't know whether anybody remembers this, but if people are in rest homes and nursing homes...
have a really good memory, haven't lost the memory yet.
Yeah, and had the shock treatment in the chest. Hal Murray was the original morning disc jockey. Then I came on at 9 to noon. Then Bob Chasteen was on from noon to 3. And then Phil Page was on Afternoon Drive.
Phil Page.
Yeah, Phil Page left the market because he was talking to his girlfriend when he thought his wife was passed out on bourbon. She came to and hit him in the back of the head with the bottle.
No way, really?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was the end of Philzy with the scar. He left town.
Sam, how long were you with KDWB?
10 years.
10 years.
Yep.
Now everybody goes, Sam Sherwood. Oh, I remember listening to him in his 70s, but that was Rob Sherwood.
Yes.
There was another Sherwood,
yeah.
He copied your name.
A little old lady came up to me last night and hit me with her bag. From the damn things you said about me, I said, hey, that was Rob.
Yeah.
Now, the first day, tell us about just a little bit about the first day of KDWB's existence. Give us something that we should know about this.
The first day, everybody, all the disc jockeys went to disc jockey school, Chuck Blore's disc jockey school. You had to be an entertainer.
Really?
Lots of stacks of wax bonds of sound kind of guy that went in and learned how to be an entertainer.
All right.
And Don French was the first program director. God rest his soul. He's the most brilliant man you ever wanted to meet. The most warm individual. And between he and Chuck Blore, he taught us all how to entertain on radio. And then there was Hal Murray, who came in with his stack of Joe Miller joke books. And he just went cuckoo. John McCrae was the first general manager. And Crazy Shirley was the first secretary. And we just don't talk about her. She's in a home somewhere in Splints.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Somebody you don't talk about.
Yeah, she's with, I think it was Minute Lube.
Well, let me tell you something. Lee and me, Dave Ryan and Pat Eberts are all kind of humbled by you guys' presence.
Oh, no,
we're kind of looking around here going, yeah, we suck. We shouldn't be here.
Last night we had a cocktail reception, and I ended up, and Tom Bernard from KQ showed up because he worked one day for KDWB in 1982.
In 1982, yeah.
So he showed up, and we're sitting, and we're talking with Tom and Trudon Blue and Sam Sherwood, and I'm like going, oh, wait a minute.
See, wasn't it great for Tommy to show up and Dave Hamilton?
From KQ, all those guys. Because they all started, you know, and worked around here.
Everybody started at KDWB. Everybody did.
There's just a great affection for this radio station. And for 35 years, you look at all the radio stations that have changed formats, all the things that they're all doing. And this radio station is the old stick in the mud doing the same thing they did 35 years ago.
Still doing the same. Just
but
can't
isn't that
get
great?
A new act. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, isn't that great?
I wish this morning this was TV because I want you to introduce a friend of yours who was on the original air staff. Because if this was TV, you'd recognize this gentleman. Lou, come on over here and grab a microphone over the back
there. Here you go, Lou. Take mine.
Where are the damn cameras?
If you watch CNN in the afternoon, you know Lou Waters.
Lou Riegert was on the air as Lou Riegert. He was on from 6 to 9 at night. And now you'll see him on CNN as Lou Waters. Lou, why did you change the name? Is it?
I have no idea. As soon as I leave here, I'm changing it again to Lou Depp.
Now, you can't miss on CNN
trash
in the
my
afternoon.
Hotel room.
You can't miss Lou on CNN in the afternoon. He's the guy with the wonderful, wonderful, bright, bright, white-gray
He's got
hair.
Great hair. It's Lou, you've got great hair. You
know, Where are the damn cameras?
You've got because you've got a great hair.
There it is.
You had to bring up the hair thing, right?
Yeah, Sam, what happened? No, I'm
kidding. Well, they said, how do you stop falling hair? And the doc said, here's a bag. And that was it.
How do you feel about this 35 years ago? Man, that brings you up short, doesn't it?
Oh, I was just a young kid. I only had one kid then.
No.
Well, we don't want to know how many you got now.
Now, five, which are known.
All right. Oh, there you go.
No, I have five wonderful kids, and two of them are in the business. Timmy's in New York and Philadelphia, and Sammy is with NBC in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
And two hot kids.
You know what I think would be a great idea? Is Lou saying you're doing the news every day on CNN.
Uh-huh.
We got this from the governor's office. Do you mind?
Do I mind what?
Would you mind reading it?
Do I mind the governor?
Do you mind the governor? Would you mind reading it
to the
listeners? It's kind of a special thing.
It's a state of Minnesota proclamation, whereas radio station KDWB celebrates 35 years of playing the hits and providing a public service to the Twin Cities, and whereas the slogans changed from Channel 63 to 101.3, but the KDWB call letters have been synonymous with hit music, and whereas...
Don't you love those
A wordy guy, isn't he? Beyond the music, countless legends from the radio industry have been heard over KDWB airwaves, and whereas KDWB has been a major part of life for generations of Minnesota families, and whereas KDWB has served the needs of countless civic and community organizations, and whereas, to celebrate this impressive milestone, KDWB is welcoming back to the Twin Cities former employees.
You guys!
Woo! Us guys!
Wow!
To show appreciation for having been part of the history of the radio station. I guess that's the reason for the cantaloupe tray out there.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, I, Arnie H. Carlson, governor of the state of Minnesota for God knows how long more, you hereby proclaim October 1st, 1994 to be KDWB Day in Minnesota.
Woo!
Yeah! All right.
KDWB Day.
Officially. So from the governor.
You guys get to do the DJ thing. We've got some music and we're going to play all day long, starting with music in 1959. We heard the first song ever played on KDWB a few minutes ago, Charlie Brown, the Coasters. Sam, you want the honors?
Oh, you get.
You want the honors?
This, I remember, I played for a stack of wild, let's call them freelance street rovers on Hennepin Avenue here some time ago. And Frankie Avalon and Venus in blue jeans. Wow, a segue! 12 seconds, 6, what the hell do you do from here? No, this is the Drifter, 59. You all type up. We were talking. We were reminiscing. And I'm supposed to say KDWB is celebrating 35 years of radio history. And here, oh, wait a minute, 989 KDWB. My name is, oh, God, how fast it goes.
Yeah, time goes by.
Ever since the explosion. Sammy Sherwood.
The last time I appeared on this station was December 30th, 1962. Lou Regard and I got in my car, and we drove to beautiful downtown Minneapolis, and I got married on that date, and I've been married to the same girl for 32 years.
Yeah.
But Lou Waters.
Why didn't you bring her with her on this trip?
I should have. You know?
Yeah. I'm going out of town, Julie. Out of town, sorry. No, it's all guys.
This is, and we used to say in the old days, KDWB, remember the FCC said you have to, for a period of about a year, we had to say KDWB Lake Elmo. Also, occasionally serving Minneapolis and St. Paul. And it was required by law. We had to do it for a year. And it drove the people in California crazy. Crow Collier, who owned the station. Remember, do you mean we got to say Lake Elmo? You know, but that's what it was.
And that's what contributed to the city hall of Lake Elmo today.
I think that's true. And I heard that Lou Waters is coming back to run for governor. I heard that's the rumor.
Now, wait a minute. You didn't say your name.
We'll vote for him. These lines that are all lit up, that isn't Arnie Carlson calling.
Yes. Sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
He wants the damn Jews back.
Love you, Governor.
I today is 63.
Now, this is Paul Hedberg. Paul Hedberg was on the air. He told you when he was on the air, and he got married. When Louis came in and said, Paul went and got married, I said, Louis, sit down. I got to talk to you, for God's sake. And they met at a party, and it was the most beautiful meeting that ever began. I mean, that's a wedding made in heaven.
It was out at Walter Tirschwell's farm near Lake Elmo.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Walter Tirschwell is the guy that got the news bulletin that got into the mobile news unit, KDWB mobile news unit, and he just bought a new Avanti. Remember those new Avantis?
Oh.
He put that baby in low gear and swung that thing around the parking lot and sideswiped his new Avanti. Well,
Tirschwell has Coke bottle bottoms for glasses. explains that one.
Yeah, I tried to find him. Another car story, Lou Regert, now Lou Waters, had the first Jaguar XKE in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It was red, and we went to the prom on the midway for some promotion. And if you remember the XKE, it had those beautiful tailpipes that came off the back, and some guy stepped on him. Remember that, Lou? It broke him off. Probably. And he came out, there was tears running down his face, right in front of the prom on the midway. That was 1961.
Isn't that interesting,
well,
folks?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I made a note of that.
Have mercy on the listeners.
Time now for a commercial.
I'm KDWB.
Channel 63.
Good friends stand together.
That's 1-800-346-3800.
Ooh, is it cold? Ooh, is it hot? Ooh, what's the kind of weather we've got? Ooh, is it wet? Ooh, is it dry? What's with that big, blue, beautiful sky? Ooh, is it crisp? Ooh, is it warm? Ooh, is this the calm just prior to the storm? Is it gonna be blowing? Here's the brand new KDWB Climatological Survey.
Yeah, good morning. Saturday morning. Paul Hedberg here on KDWB from beautiful downtown Lake Elmo. Going to be a great day. High today of about 63. Northeast winds about 10 to 20. Tomorrow becoming partly to mostly cloudy. So enjoy the day today here on Channel 63.
Hi, KDWB.
You got it.
Stanley Mack.
Yeah.
I just got a card from Stanley.
Wife, and I was listening to you guys, and it was great to hear Sam Sherwood again.
Well, are you in a home?
Thank you. No, I'm in an apartment. No,
anybody that knows me either has an aluminum walker or is taking oxygen. No, it's great to have you call. I really appreciate it. I love you.
All the way down, it'll take the picture.
Well, Sam, it's nice to hear your voice, and I'm sure if Stanley was here, he'd say hi to you, and I think you've seen him in Vegas.
Yes, he is. I just got a card from him.
Well, great. And it's nice to hear your voice. You sound great.
Thank you.
Enjoy your visit here.
Little did she know I live here. I got to tell you how KDWB began. It began almost with a hoax. We hired an advertising agency, God rest his soul, and I won't say his name on the air because I think he's still trying to live it down up in the great radio heaven. We had a promotion called Formula 63. It was introducing 63 on the dial position. And we had all these little toothpaste tube boxes with propaganda in them. And they were distributed throughout the Snyder drug stores. And all the radio and television stations were promoting Formula 63, the elixir that'll woo away the blues, bring you happiness. And finally, there was a disc jockey from WLOL that went down to the Snyder drugstore to pick up cigarettes. And he saw this counter display and his Formula 63. He said, geez, I think I'll try this. And he opened it up and saw all the propaganda, and that blew the whistle. And that was the thing that really kicked off KDWB, Formula 63. And that's how the 63 became so impregnated. It's the most visible number, I think, in the market, even listening to this day when the temperature hits 63. Charlie Boone here a few months ago on CCO. Oh, my God, I said a competitor. No, Charlie Boone was on CCO, and the temperature was 63, and he says that's easy to remember and shows how indelibleized that number is.
Yeah. Every 10 seconds we heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the fellow that did that was Charlie Arlington. He's the one that recorded 63.
Is this another God rest his soul story?
That's another God rest his soul, yes.
Man, you realize how long ago this has been?
But we ought to give away a prize to the first person who can say, what was KDWB before it became KDWB on Channel 63? We ought to give away a prize. What were the call letters before it became KDWB? That'd be... We'll give you a big prize.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten,
Jeffrey, are you there? Have you got an answer? What were the call letters before it was KDWB? Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What were the call letters before it was KDWB?
It was WISK, and before that was WCOW.
That's right. He's
Yay!
Yeah. So we're going to give you a T-shirt. We're all going to sign it and autograph it. And Sam Sherwood, you worked at both places. You worked at WCOW, WISK, and Whisk.
And they were around 1590 on the dial originally.
Man of many words.
And affiliated with Mutual.
He can still say South St. Paul.
South St. No, I can't.
Hang on a second, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, you get the three-piece suit with embroidered on the back, KWDB.
Hey, Sam, we got a friend of yours on line number three here, okay?
Uh-oh. Hello?
Is this Sam the Milkman?
Oh, my God. Who is this?
Timothy D. Kerr.
Timmy, how are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
I am terrific. I am so glad that you called in because we were looking for you because we're trying to find somebody to pick up lunch.
Boy, I got excited too. I thought it was DJ Leary that was calling.
I'll bring all my old records with me.
Oh, God. I remember you. I just could not recognize you without a Columbia record under your arm.
That's nice.
Really? Those were the good old days, weren't they, Tim?
Yes, and especially 1 year when I dropped a car off at the front door with Rock on it.
Oh,
the
yes.
David Essick record.
Yes, yes.
Couldn't let
yes.
anybody in the station because I parked the car right in front of the doors and took off all the wheels.
Yeah, you're instrumental on the song Liar Liar. That was your song.
Yeah, I produced it with the Castaways.
Yeah, and you also had, you were tied in with the Trashmen and...
Memories.
No. This is the one group that's not under the sod. Wait a minute, I'm talking about live people.
Memories.
We have a song by the Shirelles, was number one in 1960. Let's play that.
Okay.
Will you still love me? KDWB, Radio 63. When I see my baby.
quality music from 1960. Whoa. Oh, 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 oh. And this, a medley of their hit, the Hollywood Argyles from 1960.
Hallelujah. There's a man in the funny papers we all know. Get him, man. Like Hillsville.
Ooh, wow. Wow. I didn't hear it.
Sam, that's when you heard talk. I heard
ooh, wow. Art said, ooh, wow at the end. I didn't hear an ooh, wow.
Well, you're hard of hearing, pal.
Well, hey, I'm 35 years we're celebrating, and I'm proud that we're all 35 today.
I think Sam is 63, isn't that right? You're the same age as the station's...
Yeah. No, thanks, no. Paul.
Very nice of you.
Who were the disc jockeys when that song... Who were the Seven Air guys at that time in 1960?
It was Hal Murray, myself.
Friend?
Bob Friend. No, Bob Chasteen. Bob Chasteen and... Paul, quit looking at my corrective shoes. Bob Chasteen. God, I hate a guy that wears Earth shoes.
Is Bobby Dale there? Yeah.
No, Bobby was there. It was Phil Page.
Right.
And then you were on 6 to 9.
Yeah.
And then Randy Cook. And then Dick Halverson.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and Dick was the overnight. You had to be an engineer if you were going to be on the air at night. Because it was a directional radio station, and so everybody from 9 o'clock on till 6 in the morning was an engineer.
Well, it was directional until midnight. And you remember that fateful night that the FCC walked in, because you would hit the button and it would go clunk, dunk, gum, bonk, bang, and right back on no direction, full power. And the FCC guy came in, Murray his name was. He came in a tuxedo. He was on his way to a party and said, "Boys,
you're coming in loud and clear here.
I can hear you in Minneapolis.
You're coming in Dallas.
$10,000, please.
Yes.
They paid the fine, I believe, also. That's correct.
Yeah. That I said, I would write the check. It's my fault. I'll write the check. Don't cash it.
Yeah, that goes back. It goes back. This is KDWB Lake Elmo, also occasionally serving Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Yes.
Hey, Sammy Sherwood, I'd like to have you listening to KDWB Sam Sherwood. Like it.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight.
Say the last dance for me. 101.3 KDWB, where this weekend you won't hear the usual programming.
Presently at 41 degrees on the Jackson Ross program, here's Johnny Rivers.
No, we haven't changed format.
KDWB, and I'm Chuck Mule. I got the music, and I got the money, and I got the winner.
We're celebrating our 35th anniversary.
From Channel 63 to 101.3.
You'll hear all the music and some disc jockeys you probably thought went on to get a real job. Well, they're back.
Stereo KDWB, AM St. Paul, Minneapolis, FM Richfield. Hi, how are you? I'm a True Down Blue. It's 3 o'clock.
Join the party on KDWB this weekend and hear some radio you thought was gone forever. 35 years of playing the hits.
Playing the hits.
KDWB.
You know that Levitt sale you told me about yesterday?
Gedney. Now it isn't just a pickle. Gedney. It's a Minnesota State Fair jam.
Wait, are they preserves or jams?
I don't know, but mine is really good on warm toast.
We like English muffins.
Hey, we're going to go to the phone here. Hello,
yeah.
Jim. Jim.
Lou?
Yeah?
How you doing?
Good.
Jim Boy, back in the mid-60s, you had that show from 6 to 9 on.
I did,
and
yes.
You gave away a free record every time that somebody would call up and actually, you know, say what the name of the record was.
Uh-huh.
I was one of the two top people that won the most records.
Oh, no.
It was me and some guy named Steve McKenzie.
Well, congratulations. Wait, did you have speed dial or what?
No, what I did was I dialed all the numbers except for the last number, and there was like a five-minute pause as the record started, and if you clicked in at the right time, you always got in.
That's cheating. We want the record back. Yeah.
Get a life, Jim.
I was so into radio.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Around, 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 around.
Hey, DJ.
KDWB.
Marvelettes.
Marvelous.
The marvelous Marvelettes. And we'd like to introduce Donald K. Martin, who just filtered in. Hey, Don.
Hi, Lou.
Donald K. Martin, when Lovable Lou was on 6 to 9 p.m., Donald K. Martin was the world's greatest newsman.
Yes, I was the world's greatest newsman.
And now
I am. I thought that was... I lost the position somehow.
The world's greatest newsman was really Art Blasky.
Oh, pardon me. I think I replaced Art Blasky.
That could be...
Yes, I was the news guy. You guys don't do news. Do you do news anymore?
Sure. Oh,
well, if you have an opening.
Don't you hire
Catholics.
Yeah, the lines like that, you might have started at KRIB in Mason City, Iowa. So, you know.
As a matter of fact, I did start at KRIB in Mason City, Iowa. The new KRIB. It's probably, you own it, don't you?
Yeah, I do now.
It's probably still
Lou, what are you doing now?
What am I doing
now? Yeah, what are you doing? I mean, after you left KDWB, what are you doing now? I mean, I kind of lost track of you.
CNN, pal.
Oh, I see.
Wow, CNN, yes. National star.
Yeah, I use hairspray every day.
Lou always wanted to be a star, and now he is a star. Yeah, but star spelled backward is rats. Remember that. Keep that. Hey, this is really fun, and Sammy Sherwood right next to me here. I haven't seen him in 35 years when he fired me.
But... You know, it's a day just like the day that I fired you. There's a lineup in the bathroom in there. I can't get in.
Well, Sam, it's great to see you again. And you know I always like that suit. I...
Dick Halverson's daughter, Penny, is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dick Halverson was one of the original...
Yes.
I wasn't there when Dick... But Dick was there when I was there. But, I mean... Who was here?
No, I remember the night that it was snowing, and Louie, you, and I, and Dick went out in Big Bertha, the big carryall. Remember that? Big four-wheel drive, and we went bounding through the snowdrifts. And I don't think we got home for a day and a half. I'm not sure.
We didn't mind either.
No, we haven't been home yet.
You're still out.
Dick Halverson, wonderful.
Dick Halverson, Penny, your dad was the guy that got the $10,000 fine. He was working when Murray walked in from the FCC.
And oh, really?
That's right. Did he ever relate that to you?
No. He passed away back in 74, I was only in seventh grade, so we didn't really get to reminisce about old times or anything like that. And me and my stepson, Ryan, are just... sitting here listening to the radio, I heard his name, and I thought, oh, my God. I says, I got to call in. I said, I got to turn around and go home.
Well, I wouldn't stay on the line too long because Dick never paid that fine to the FCC, and they're looking for errors, and they could find you, you know.
No, we love Dick, though, because we used to go out and sit in the carryall all the time, and Dick would pick up the tab inside. We loved it.
he did the all-night show for a while. He was the night creature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he was the chief engineer. He was the original chief engineer.
And he had this big voice.
Oh, yeah. No, he's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a crew cut.